KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The Minnesota Department of Health has suspended and revoked the license for the Brainerd Assisted Living Facility Carefree Living. The Brainerd Dispatch reports the health department has conducted numerous investigations into the facility and found it was not in compliance with several state regulations and laws. These include neglect of residents, improper or lack of documentation for medications, procedures, and more, and not following through on correction orders. Brainerd Carefree Living is owned and operated by Oxford Living, a division of Spectrum Health Companies, which has 10 other Carefree Living facilities in Minnesota. The dispatch's attempts to reach company officials for comments were unsuccessful. The suspension is in effect immediately, but the facility is required to ensure residents receive necessary care until they are safely transferred elsewhere. The health department notes Brainerd Carefree Living can appeal the temporary suspension. The Nisswa City Council is taking steps to possibly seek a vote of no confidence or censure its mayor. The Echo Journal reports Mayor Jennifer Carnahan did not attend a special council meeting Wednesday that was specifically called to discuss her conduct. Carnahan has accused a Nisswa resident of assaulting her outside the Pickle Factory, the city's municipal bar, during the City of Lights event in late November. Prosecutors had declined to bring charges against the resident twice. Before the incident, the resident had raised concerns about Carnahan making disparaging comments about City Councilmember Jesse Zahn loudly in public. Councilmember Bruce London said the incident was the latest in what he described as a year of drama and conflict. In that year, the city has lost its administrator and clerk, and two interim administrators left within a matter of weeks. Carnahan was elected mayor in 2024. She is the former chair of the Minnesota Republican Party, where she was similarly accused of creating a toxic workplace environment. Months into her stint as Nisswa mayor, she also ran for the open seat in the Minnesota Senate created by Justin Eichhorn's resignation. Carnahan issued a statement following the meeting describing it as political theater and saying she would not be bullied into resigning. She says, quote, "No evidence of wrongdoing was presented, no specific code violations were identified before the meeting was called, and no due process was offered." The council intends to continue its discussion at its meeting on Tuesday. Minnesota students reported being less depressed in 2025 than in recent years, but a majority still say they'd recently felt anxious and on edge. This is according to the Minnesota Student Survey released Tuesday by the Minnesota Department of Education and other state agencies. The optional survey is administered to 5th, 8th, 9th, and 11th graders every 3 years in public school districts and charter schools. The Minnesota Reformer reports students also reported stronger connections to their schools and other improvements in overall well-being. The findings offer some hope that the decades-long decline of teen mental health, particularly acute during the pandemic, could be turning around. Students have also stopped vaping so much. Less than 8% of juniors this year reported vaping in the 30 days before taking the survey, compared to about a quarter of them in 2019. The survey's accuracy may be limited, however. Less than half of Minnesota students completed it, and the survey has become divisive in recent years for asking students about their drug use, sexual activity, and gender orientation. Some school districts have chosen to opt out altogether. A new study from the University of Minnesota has found that several species of parasitic fungi were effective at killing emerald ash borer beetles. The beetles are one of the most devastating forest pests to ever hit North America. The tool is called the auto-dissemination device, which traps beetles and coats them with spores of insect-killing fungi. Once covered in spores, the beetles can fly out of the trap and spread spores to one another through mating. Decades of research have gone into developing ways to control emerald ash borer. Ash trees are important in urban areas, where they can comprise up to 20% of the urban forest, but they are also a dominant tree in the state's northern marshlands. The university says tools like this one are needed to protect ash trees in these remote areas where other forms of management are less feasible. The researchers are now testing the four most successful fungal strains in devices placed at sites across state parks and forests. That's it for the Up North Report from the KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.